Folks, each of us have experienced the freedom that I'm talking about. But for many of us, it's like that idea. It's like that wisdom that's sitting right out there. And the moment that you realize that you have it, it's like, oh, where'd it go? You've experienced that freedom. You know what it's like. You've dreamed about it. You've had it. It's been right there just outside your grasp. I call you today to set yourselves free by believing truly in what God has done for you and letting go of your burdens so that you will not be shackled by your addictions anymore. You will not be shackled by your negative attitude anymore. You will not be shackled by bad habits anymore. You will be able to look long and hard into the mirror of God's Word. Amen? And that you will be able to see what God has made you for so that you will have God esteem. And that you will always remember that you are a child of God and you are empowered by the Creator of the universe to live like it, to create healing and wholeness around you. It's not like you have to do any work. When you're living this life that God has freely given you, it happens, right? It's like put a seed in manure and guess what happens? That's supposed to be funny, I'm sorry. But it's true, right? Right? What happens if the soil's ready? Be ready. If you haven't opened your eyes for a while, God is doing amazing things in your life and in the life of this church. Open your eyes. Let the shackles fall off. Be a part of the hundreds of people who give this church life. Today, I understand fully what time it is. But you know what? We think it is so important that you understand how grateful we are as a staff to give you thanks for all that you do in this church. And I understand what time it is, but I want to open up this altar this morning. When we sing our last hymn, you know me, it's always open, but I'm telling you today, I want to open up this altar. And I want you to come up. And I want you to kneel down, and I want your shackles to fall off. You know, whenever anybody ever walked through an airport, and you have like a bag under this arm, a bag under this arm, and you're holding one like this, and what happens whenever you have to tell somebody something, right? Right? Many of us are carrying around bags like this, and we wonder why we're not close to people. Right? Let's let it go today. Let's truly and honestly let it go. Let's walk out of here, praise God, new people. Because you know what? The work has already been done. We celebrated it for like the 10,000th time. No, let me see. I guess it'd be a little over 2,000, wouldn't it? Okay, I exaggerated. Seriously, though, we have celebrated that for years. Isn't it time the church, above everyone, should start living like we're a resurrected people? Let's turn to our closing hymn. I want you to stay up here as long as you want. Even when we move on in the service, you stay as long as you want. I don't want there to be anything to interrupt you, okay? Here I am, Lord, number 593. Let's turn to it. If you're able, please stand, and you stay at that altar as long as you want. Please come.